Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
So I'm going to be a little bit quiet on this podcast today because on the other side of this wall, my stepson is in there not feeling well. If you're listening to this years from now, this is the midst of the coronavirus. And he just said, hey, I'm not feeling so good. So I asked the symptoms, sore throat, runny nose, no temperature, no cough. So we're just going to monitor him. Of course, I sent a note to my husband, who's on his way to work. He has to go in. I've been begging him to try and do as much as he possibly can at home. And he calls me right away and says, hey, what's the symptoms? And I told him, and he said, okay, keep him in the room. I'd love it if you could just run around the house and wipe down all the doorknobs and, you know, maybe make him food and not let him touch things. And he said, I can't even get a cold. We're not letting anyone in the office with sniffles. And so I said, okay, I'll do that all. Just be careful and stay healthy. And it being the solemnity of St. Joseph, right? The feast day of St. Joseph. I sit here and I think men have it in their DNA to protect and to take care of their family. It's something that is inherent in them. And I am so grateful, especially considering he's pretty much the sole breadwinner and has taken on so much for our family. Our life has changed drastically considering my switch to ministry from the corporate executive world. And I'm just so blessed. I know Mary and Jesus have him on a journey, a spiritual journey. He's not quite the exact spiritual leader that I would hope he would be for our family at this very moment, but he is in his own way. I think I've mentioned to you before that he's my mirror. There are times when he looks at me and says, that wasn't very Jesus-like. And in my early part of my ministry, I was saying things that, again, weren't and doing things that weren't very Jesus-like. And he was calling me out. He's like, hey, you're either all in or you're all not in. You know, you can't be one thing here and one thing out there. And this is where I look at him and I say, you are a good, honest, spiritual leader for me and for all of us. While he may not be going to Mass and going to church every Sunday, I know that one day he will, and he will be that strong protector spiritually of this family. So if there are people out there who have their husbands, fathers, grandfathers, uncles, people that they know who are not exactly where you want them to be spiritually, just rest in the fact that they have a plan too. They are fathers. They are caretakers. They are here to do what God made them to do. which was to lead their family and guide them. And I know not every man out there is a stand-up, you know, perfect father. Some have issues. Some have addictions. Some are struggling and broken. And that's okay, too. They are human. And they make mistakes. So if you're a woman listening to this, just rest in the fact that you need to love and honestly obey. I know that's a tough one, but I have told my husband, look, you are the leader of this family and I have to look at you and take your guidance. God has spoken through him to me. I know for a fact because I've asked and I've gotten the whoosh yes, right? God, is this you speaking through him? So just trust that if you're a woman and you have a husband and you're a spouse to a man and a family, and whether you have kids or not, that they have a role and they have a inherent DNA. They're made to protect, to provide. So allow them to do that and be a good, loving partner. And if you're a man listening to this and you're struggling in your faith journey with your spouse, or you don't feel like you have that respect, have a conversation and speak about it. Don't hide it and bury it. I think the culture today is trying to take the man out of the man, you know? I mean, there's so much that makes men who are men, what makes men men, they're trying to take it away and say that it's wrong. It's sexist. It's machismo. And I feel that the world and Satan being a very big part of it is trying to destroy who men are. And it's sad. So if you're a man listening to this, be a man. Don't try to be something that you're not. Be loving, be respectful, be kind. Being a man doesn't mean you get your way all the time and you have to be a bully. Being a man means I'm doing what I need to do to take care of my family and to protect them with love and kindness. It's all written in the Bible. And women, do your best to support your man and love them. That's pretty much what I wanted to say today, especially in light of what happened this morning and the fact that it's St. Joseph's feast day, who took care of Mary and Jesus and did things that God asked him to do immediately. Go out of here. And they run to Egypt, a place that they don't know, with probably like languages they have no idea. I mean, can you imagine how scared that might have made Joseph? Okay, but he was obedient and did what God said without questioning it. And that's, I think, what we all must do, not just men, but us women as well. When we know what we're supposed to do, we ought to do it, not talk ourselves out of it. And men, I'd like to say thank you for standing up and taking care of your family, for doing what's right, for protecting them, and for loving your wife, your children, and your neighbors. We need men who are upstanding, faithful men in this world. I've had a few in my life that have impacted me in ways that you will never, ever understand. And these were men who were professional peers of mine. And when I was not where I'm at on my faith journey, this was before God pulled me out of the pits of hell. And just seeing faith-filled men practicing their faith, living their faith, and they were not Catholic. They just lived differently. They loved differently. And it's impressive and it's beautiful. So be public about your faith. Be public about who you are as a man, a provider, a caretaker, and a protector. All right, everyone. Go love the man in your life. And men, go love the women in your life. And if you're single, be an upright, loving, caring Christian. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Have a wonderful St. Joseph feast day. And please do not forget, Pope Francis has asked everyone to pray the rosary tonight, 9 o'clock Rome time, which for me is 3 o'clock Central time in the Chicago area. So try to figure out what time zone you're in and stop. Prayer is important. There was also another thing that I read at 3 o'clock, wherever you are, I believe, is to read 3 Peter 3. That was another thing that I read. So I'm going to do that really fast and then start the rosary, because everything starts at 3 o'clock for me, the 9 o'clock rosary as well as the 3 o'clock prayer reading 3 Peter 3. I will keep you all in my thoughts. Pray for me. If it's God's will that we have the virus in our house, it's God's will. We will deal with it. We will suffer with joy, and I will keep you all updated. But I love you, and I just want you all to take advantage of some of this time. Get rest and pray. Prayer is powerful. And don't forget to set your alarm so we can all pray together as the world wants to fight this virus. Only God can stop it. All right, everyone, have a blessed and inspired day.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's Learn, the number 2, pray, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.